Hayem Yem Hei Yod Hasheni. Limud Anigla, the study of the revealed parts of Teira, like Talmud and Halacha. Limud Achsidus, the study of Chsidus, the inner parts, the secret parts of Teira. Vaveda Bepeil, and implementing into action divine service of Hashem. Kulom Ke'echod Mechrochim Hema. All of them are critical and of utmost importance. V'loizu B'vad, Ein Hashayich Leimar, Shehoechod Yitche, Eyutche B'pnei Chaveda. And not only that, it is unthinkable to say that one of them would override or be overridden from the other. Elo Adrabe, on the contrary, Hemisayim Zeloze. They are supporting one another. Ukamaymer, as the saying is in the Mishnah, V'loya Moritz Chosid. The uneducated cannot be pious. Shetzorich Lias Limudan Nigla. It is necessary to have the study of the revealed part of Teira, of Talmud and Aloch. And then it says, Ezeu Chosid, who is pious? Hamis Chasidim Kene. One who conducts himself with piety towards his master, his maker. Shetzorich Lias Limud Achsides. And for that, you need the study of Chsides. The Tachlis Alimud. And the ultimate goal and purpose of the study, Halei Hu HaAveda Bepeil. It is to bring all this learning into actual practice. This is from a letter that Friedrich Rebbe wrote to a Talmid in Yeshiva, a student, who asked the Rebbe the proper way to serve Hashem. So first the Rebbe starts in reference to his kashres, to be connected to me. You should learn my chsidus. You should learn the maimorim that I said. Seeing is not sufficient. By meeting me is not sufficient. You have to actually study my maimorim. Then the Rebbe goes on. He apparently wrote to the Rebbe that there's so much to do, so much to learn, and he doesn't know how to organize his time. What takes preference over the other? So the Rebbe responds, they are all important and all of critical importance. And one cannot override or be overridden for the other. They complement each other. You cannot be ignorant, because then you can't be a chosid. For that, you have to learn Nigla, the revealed part of Teira. And then, in order to be a chosid, you have to be pious with your maker. And for that, you have to learn chassidus. And the ultimate goal is to implement it in actuality. Therefore, the Rebbe breaks it down. The davening, the avodah, the serving Hashem, doesn't have a specific time. So you have to decide how much time you could do. You accept the yoke and you push yourself to do it. And ultimately, you will be able to appreciate it, and then you'll be able to decide how much time to spend on avodah, whether it should be a few days a week, Shabbos for sure, and based on that, you will organize your schedule. But in part of learning, that is a set time. There's a set time how much you have to learn Nigla, there's a set time how much you have to learn Chassidus, and you should consult with your Mashpia how to organize your schedule. And when you're worried, there's so much to learn, be happy with what you already learned, be proud, and don't get excited that there's a lot more to learn. Slowly but surely, you will learn as much as you can and as much as you need. And then it's interesting, the Rebbe ends off with a note that this is something that we have now, especially since the Baal Shem Tov, about the study of Chassidus. Why didn't we need this in the olden days? So the Rebbe says, there's a difference. In the olden days, people were living their lives and they were not aware that they're missing something. They didn't realize that they have an illness. The Baal Shem Tov and the Magid and the Alter Rebbe and our Rebbes, they revealed our illnesses. And therefore, they wrote books of medicine. And this is going to cure all our ills and put us on the right path.